Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
All right.
All right. All right.
Listen up. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up? Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus on Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome in. Hey, what should we get to in the pod? The Thunder win and Mavericks shooting free throws poorly? Or the Celtics beating the Cavs? Or Bronny James at the Combine? Or Caitlin Clark playing tonight? No. No. We broke the news on the show officially. And the show, by the way, will go on. And it's still my show. But in addition to the Doug Gottlieb Show duties, I am the new head coach at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And there's a lot. There's a lot that goes to it. What we'll do here, and we did this a little on the radio show, is a maiden voyage press conference of questions that I think will be asked tomorrow in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But I think there's an interesting parallel there, obviously, with J.J. Redick. Maybe he's going to get the Lakers job. And J.J. has been an NBA analyst for a couple years since retiring. Or did he just retire last year or the year before? I don't remember. But hasn't coached before. And college basketball coaching is different than the NBA, but it's the same in terms of, you know, everybody thinks you have to have done it. Look. If it was rocket science, do you know who would be on the sidelines of college basketball games? Rocket scientists. So I'm really excited. It's obviously a monumental challenge. And I'm here for it. And it's really interesting. You know, you get people like, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of negativity. Have you seen my social media posts? Right? Have you seen it? Have you felt it? Do you have any idea what I put up with on a daily basis on social media when I tweet out a question about how Caitlin Clark shoots the basketball and it's met with all kinds of negativity? So I'm excited. And if you care about these sort of things, we're still doing the radio show. Same time. The pod is same. Everything is nothing changes. The only difference is we'll be at Packer games. The Green Bay Packers. And so my love for Jordan Love continues. I will have a cheese head. And we'll be able to do a lot of fun stuff. And the difference in this show, and I believe any other sports radio show, is we get to talk about real shit. Because I've really lived it. And I really will be living it. You know, there is no one you're going to listen to on the radio, obviously, who's an acting head college coach. But, you know, all these things that we talk about that I believe many people in our industry, and when I say industry, the broadcasting industry, don't really know about, I'll know about. In addition to which, the connections and ties I have with the Packers, with others in the National Football League, with other colleges. And look, like college sports, even though I'm in basketball, it all becomes like I have my phone is, holy shit, 315 text messages in the last 30 minutes. It's all kind of connected together. And so my desire is to bring you real opinions based upon real stuff, not on the BS that's out there from other people who think, or maybe we're told, but I'll know. Does that make sense? So I'm super excited. I'm going to throw on a suit for the first time in a while tomorrow. I'm going to do a presser, and then we're going to go out and get dudes. Go get players, and if you need me, I'll be in the gym. What do you think of that as the slogan? If you need me, I'll be in the gym. Is that too cheesy? Jay Stu, I mean, like, listen, Dion was like, I ain't hard to find, right? I ain't hard to find. I'll just be like, listen, I may be hard to find. I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin, but if you need me, I'll be in the gym. What do you think?
I think it's a great tagline. Yeah. That's a good one. The question I have for you is, hit on that last part that you just touched on. Like how many current players are going to be carryovers? Like how confident are you in having a team full of players here in the near future?
So here's the reality to it. Okay. The reality to it is, the coach was only there for a year. Okay. He was only there for a year. So not all those players have only played for him. Some have played for Will Ryan, who is the coach previous to him. And it's a little late in the cycle, but here's, and this is, I just sent a group text to all the players. Okay. And the group text is basically this. I want you all back. Right? I want every one of you back, but I only want you back if you're all in, right? You're all in. Right now there are six returning scholarship players, one who joined them out of the portal and one who signed as a freshman, I believe. So I have eight under scholarship. You get 13 scholarships. So technically I have five spots. If I lose one or two, if I lose all eight, we'll be okay. My desire is to have every one of those kids wearing a green and white uniform next year. That's my desire. But there's also the reality of, hey, that's not what I signed up for. Okay. Okay. I will fight tooth and nail to keep every one of those kids. But if they're not in, you can't make them be in. You know, I don't want hostages. I want volunteers. And like, listen, if you don't want to win, if you don't want to have a lot of fun, okay, then don't do it. No one's forcing you. But can I just be completely honest, which I try to be? Okay. I'm just really, really honest. Tell me somewhere in life I haven't won. So if I won in college as a player, if I won in high school as a player, if I've won in life, right, with all of these jobs, this is winning. People don't understand how hard. Do you know how hard it is to get this radio show? You know how competitive a world it is? I am a super competitive person. I hate losing way more than I like winning. And I think I know a thing or two about the game, and I'm going to hire people that know what I don't know. So again, if you want to win, stay. If it's not for you, that's okay too. You're just going to have to let me know. Make sense?
It does. What about your staff of coaches?
In progress, but I have a plan, and the plan was looked like it was evolving and changing yesterday, and now it looks like it's back on track to be where I want it to be. So here's the cool thing. My dad was in this business for 50 years before his death. My dad created an army of people that he knew and supported. My brother's been in this business for nearly 30 years, mostly on the men's side. Now he's on the women's side, so guess what he gets to do? Coach AAU basketball. When you're a women's coach, you can coach the men in AAU basketball. He has an army of people supporting me. And through my times, because I haven't coached a game, I have not only zero losses, I have zero enemies in basketball. Everybody, I haven't taken a player or taken a coach or changed the scheduling of a game or anything that somebody would not like. So because of that, I have kind of an open canvas or a blank canvas that I can paint this picture on. But in terms of what I'm looking for, like, dude, what's the most important thing when you're starting a job? Who you work for? I work for a good boss. And who you put yourself around. And around me are an army of people that believe in me and that know what I don't know.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Sammy, you got questions? Give me one. Fire away, Sam.
Sure you can make this all work, Doug?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I actually think it'll be, in many ways, easier for you guys especially, because my first hire is a dear friend of mine who's the most efficient dude on earth, and he has one job, and that one job is to manage me and my time. So where I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to be talking about. So, yeah. Can I do it? Absolutely. Because as you guys know, this past year, I've been doing a stadium show. I do games on radio, games on TV for multiple different networks. I also had a AAU program of my own, and I was going back and forth to Oklahoma being a consultant for Oklahoma State. So now when two jobs and when I have people working for me and somebody help plan, yeah, I can do both. I have no question. And I think they both help each other. You know, this, like, we're not going to talk Green Bay Phoenix basketball on a daily basis, but I'm going to share stories with you, and it inherently promotes everything we're doing. Conversely, I think it promotes everything we're doing on the radio. Every time I'm on TV or we're doing a basketball game, it brings more credibility. And if you think it doesn't bring credibility to the NFL stuff, like, then you don't understand sports, because sports is sports, and I'm connected with all these sports people. And this just gives me even more credibility. There isn't anyone in the history of national sports radio or national media who has had their own TV show, their own national radio show, who has been a college basketball analyst on radio and on TV, okay, who's now been a head coach in college, run an AAU program. Like, you name it, I've actually done it, like, checked all the boxes. My dear friend Tom Brennan used to do this when he was the head coach at Vermont. He was had a morning show every day in Burlington, Vermont. And, he's a brilliant guy, super energetic. He's awesome. Okay? But he had an expression that he used that I'm going to use right now, which is, I want to be sick when I die. And the idea was like, it was always about like, Tommy, you sure you want to eat that barbecue? Like, my boy, I want to be sick when I die. The point is, I want to live, right? I want to touch all those parts of my brain. And have you ever seen that list that people have of check off all these things? Have you ever, you know, jumped out of a plane, surfed, skied, blah, 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 been married, been divorced, had kids, gotten drunk, had a one night stand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want to check as many of those boxes as possible. Some of them I checked that I wish I hadn't, but this one I definitely want to check. And if you know me, this is who I am. This is who I've always been.
Of all the reaction you've gotten already on social media, like, what's the criticism that you are most eager to prove wrong?
Well, here's the thing, okay? Here's the honest thing. There's nothing I can really say that actually matters, right? We don't play until like November 9th. So all the other stuff is just palaver. It's just yada, 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 right? So there's, again, nothing I'm going to say that's going to convince you other than I know enough to know what I don't know, and I'm going to hire people that know what I don't know. but I do know ball. I do know how to make kids love each other, play together, play hard. And I know how to coach ball, and I know how to motivate people to donate to our NIL fund, which is going to help us get better players and help us keep the players that we have. Okay? All these different things I inherently know how to do. And the things that I don't know how to do, I'm going to hire people. But I don't know. I'm too besieged by and honored by people's text messages and calls to ever worry about negativity on social media. I'm built for it. It's fine. I'm sure you know the basics of what you get. You'll get credit cards. You'll get free throws. You never done it before. Okay, fine. You know, they said it couldn't be done. It will be.
In one word, summarize the next 6 months for you. One word. Adjective.
One word?
I have a word in mind.
Exhilarating.
Exhilarating, okay.
Indefatigable. That's my favorite word.
That's a big word.
Yeah. I stole it from Jay Billis. Jay Billis said it on TV once, and I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Looked it up, I was like, I love it. It means tireless, by the way. But in a Jay Billis way, it was delivered so well. Indefatigable.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
I feel compelled to say that the first thing I'm annoyed by today is that everybody that I know in the business is reaching out to me about your business. So I'm annoyed.
What's the weirdest one? I have the most annoying one possible. You want it?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know my biggest flaw as a human? I have two flaws. You know my two biggest flaws as a human being are?
Let's see. Organization, scheduling. If they're not, I think they're.
Well, organization same. Scheduling comes from the fact that I say yes to everybody. I have a problem saying no. Okay. That would be it. But the organization's fine. What do you think the other one is?
Your utter lack of time.
No, you're all. This is all the same shit.
Oh, okay. This is all the same umbrella.
No, same umbrella.
Another character flaw would be what?
I don't think this is a character flaw, but it's that I don't know if it's I trust people too much, but I also forgive very, very easily.
Oh, okay.
I'm too forgiving. So, I've really been repped by two awesome agents that are very, very different. I had another agent who has repped me for a while, and I actually like him. I like him as a human being. But I don't know if it was during COVID or whatever, but we got kind of sideways. And we ended our professional relationship. Ended it. Right? And over the past 3 years, periodically, I know people who have always been under his watch who have done well, and I've texted him, hey man, congrats on this, congrats on that. And again, like, would love to catch up, shoot me a text, give me a call, anything. I literally have 16 unanswered texts. But again, I always take the high road. I'm super forgiving. I don't even know what in his mind in the relationship. It just, I didn't need him, and I didn't want to employ him for something that I didn't need, and I felt like, I just didn't feel like it clicked because there's a lot to it. But it's just the end of a professional relationship. It's fine. Still, personal relationship be good. I got a text from congratulating me today. And I'm like, I don't know. Really? You know? So I'm going to give a quick shout out to Seth Davis, who I'm going to read this text. This is really good. You ready for it?
Yeah.
This is like maybe my favorite one of the day. Hold on. First of all, I said, hey, I need a quote for the press release. Quote, I work with Doug for many years at CBS. He never shit his pants, even once. I think that's pretty good, right? That's a really good quote. We're putting that one in the thing. But when I did the dumb white man's perspective thing on CBS. Seth Davis, who I was in many, I wasn't hired to replace him or move him over, but he got moved over some when I was hired there, was the first person to call and check on me and kind of talk me through everything. So Seth, you're a stud, dude. You're a fucking stud. And so many of you who have been in my corner for a long time, you are fucking studs.
That seems on brand for Seth from everything I've heard of him or about him. And he also tweets out, be kind every day. That's a good message. One thing that I'm annoyed about today, Doug, is all of the social media with the swimsuit editions. I guess there's some athletes doing the swimsuit edition for Sports Illustrated. Here's the problem. I thought we buried Sports Illustrated 3 months ago. I thought that one day when everybody had a post about their first Sports Illustrated and how sad it's going away. And I think you were one of the voices that was like, it's not going away. Something's going to change, but it's not going away. It annoys me that we already gave a funeral to something. And now I'm seeing that it's alive and well. I go to SI.com every day. Now they have a swimsuit edition. I feel like the bait and switch a little bit.
Part of it is people don't know the difference between chapter 7 and chapter 11, which you're right. Which one is liquidation means it's done. And which one is, hey, we're just getting a new buyer. That's the big thing. But the swimsuit edition has value. Sports Illustrated's name has value. The catalog of interviews has value. And yeah, it's people who didn't know that this shit was still around, but they also they've done some things to really change. The swimsuit edition was just, hey, put hot chicks in a swimsuit. And so us guys can, it was like the old, it was softcore before softcore was available for free on the internet. Hardcore's free on the internet. So I've heard, I've been told. I don't know these things. Who else is annoying you?
No, that's it. I think the Sports Illustrated funeral that shouldn't have been, and then people hitting me up for information on you, and then people that you were too forgiving to.
I would say people hitting you up. People hitting you up is like, no! All right, that's it for the In the Bonus podcast. I'm Doug Gottlieb. We'll check you tomorrow. This is In the Bonus.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.